Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. We also have Dr. Tim Hayes with us, and we welcome you to the show. Today is Tuesday, June the 9th, 2015. And our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart, and it's an honor and a blessing to be here with everybody. Once again, we get a chance to share these ancient tools and bring them into the modern world. I'm sitting outside, so if there's a little bit of wind noise, if you'd let me know, I'll move somewhere else. But we have this absolutely beautiful day. It's a little bit overcast in Bristol, Tennessee. We finished our workshops in Flat Rock and in Asheville, had an awesome week down there, and thanks to Terry for all of your support in being there. Thanks to Michelle for jumping in and taking care of the control panel when it got a little too overloaded, and thanks to Dr. Tim for jumping in and taking the show. We have so many people to thank for all the blessings that we get to have, and we had a crew that showed up this weekend for the Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing. A couple of teachers and Terry starting two support groups, one in Flat Rock, North Carolina, and one in at a chiropractor's office. Dr. Rich in Asheville has volunteered his space to create a support group. So lots happening. Lots happening with the work moving forward on a global scale. I just got a contact from a woman in Italy who ran across the book online, downloaded it, did worksheets, changed her life, and she's starting an Italian translation. So this it's pretty cool to just watch how the globe is ready and how we're right on the cusp of critical mass and how the changes are occurring. It's pretty powerful. And, of course, the work that we're engaging in is that of first-century Aramaic forgiveness, quite the opposite of what the culture teaches. Nothing to do with, I'm going to let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me. All of that's about projection. All of that's about denial and dissociation. All the games of pardoning others and trying to change the content of your mind are futile. They're just not going to happen. And so, what do you do? Well, the process of forgiveness is a totally, completely, 1,000% internal process. And if you substitute the word remove for forgive, then you'll be on track. The culture teaches, I pardon you for what's going on inside of me, which, of course, does nothing to address or change what's going on inside of me, which, of course, leaves me in the place where my replicant mind, which is all that the human mind or the non-human mind does, the mind of the body does, is replicate its content. Now, it can create 1,000 variations on the theme. It can make things look so different, but there we are, right back to the same bottom line. Why is this happening to me again? And if we never learn to go in and we never choose to forgive, that is, reach inside ourselves and remove the content out of which our whole picture world is made up, then we end up being stuck in the same game over and over and over. Different people, different circumstances, same game. kind of like there used to be a, and maybe they still use it in Branson, I don't know, but, you know, Branson was a town of 3,000 people that now has over 12 million visitors a year. It's about an hour away from Heartland. And the first few years, they just had a two-lane road that went through the middle of town. It was designed for 3,000 people to live in this town. And here they are with theaters, dozens of theaters with thousands of seats. And the line used to be, you know, here we are in this awesome place and with all these people and all these shows, same two lanes. And people who don't ever learn to go in and change the content of their minds live in the same realities over and over and over. Yes, the mind paints a slightly different picture because different people are involved, but it all comes down to the same principle. You know, if somebody holds the reality, well, I always get taken advantage of, then it might be the grocer, the car mechanic, it might be the doctor, the lawyer, the Indian chief. Doesn't matter. It's all the same game when one plays out the same content over and over and over again. But if you're tired of playing out the same content, you know, somebody says, well, you know, I've had 25 years experience at this. And what they really mean is I've had 25 times 1 year. 1 year over and over and over again, same thing. If you're not familiar with the forgiveness process, we invite you to go to our website, www.whyagain.org. And in the middle of the page, you'll see a bullseye. You might have to scroll down a little bit. And when you do click on that, a whole series of links will open. It will just open a plethora of information on forgiveness, not on pardoning, on removal of content that causes your pain. If you have the capacity for pain and you want to change that, you've got to remove the content that causes the pain. The person outside of you is never the cause of your pain. The person outside of you can certainly trigger your pain, but the cause of your pain is the fact that there's pain in there. And, you know, we can live in a world, the world says, you know, well, no pain, no gain. And the truth is, no pain, no pain. You can be finished with it. You can be over with pain, trauma, drama, and live as a true presence of love in the world, whatever the world is doing. You know, many people live in a world where, oh, I can't confront that. That would be too traumatic for me. I can't speak up there. That would... they'd hurt me. I can't. Well, the only place that can't exist is in your mind. And when you choose to step forward, yes, you might step forward alone because it's not what the world does. But as you step forward, you will change the world. And each of us is here to make a contribution. You know, the contribution that you can make to the world, I couldn't even fathom how to do that. But you came in with a skill set. You came in with a state of mind and a state of being that makes you unique in all the world. And when you clear out the trash that we've been programmed with through our genetics and our environmental experiences and bring that forward, the whole world gains. And so we're here to create support for gaining the truth of being. And, of course, when you think about a human being, say, well, what is really a human being? We have a simple experiential definition for human life. Hold a newborn child. And when you hold a newborn child, you know exactly what a human life is. It is this awesome active presence of love that we are designed to experience and express as 24/7, 365. But inhibitors are put into our mind. Thoughts, feelings, realities are structured by the world, and if we don't know any better than to buy into them, then we lock those things into our minds, and we get locked in that prison. I post, every week or so, a video on my Facebook page just as a reminder of where the most dramatic and terrible prison in the world is. Do you know where that prison is? It's in your mind. And most people who live in that prison don't know they're even there. They think that their feelings about, oh, you know, is that all there is to life? What's wrong with this world? What's going on here? That's a prison that's created by our own minds, and it blocks us out of awareness of who we really are and functioning as who we really are. So if you're not connected with us on Facebook, it's JM_RYCE. Also, why is this happening to me again? And the post that I've put there several times and will continue to do is, it's just a really cute little video. It takes about a minute. And you see this dog that wants to go outside, and the owner opens the door, and there's a clear pathway outside, except that there's a door frame where there used to be a piece of glass. But there's not a piece of glass in it anymore. And so the owner opens the main door and says to the dog, go outside. The dog won't go through the door. The owner steps through the door where the glass is gone. There's no glass there anymore. And steps out and opens the frame for the dog. And then the dog goes outside quite happily, goes off into the yard, comes running back up again, and stands at the open door. The frame is closed, so to the dog's mind, what it's been brainwashed is when the frame is closed, it can't go through. There's a piece of glass there. And even though the owner steps through the glassless door, the dog won't. The door frame has to be opened. And you look at how many people live in that world. They were told they were sinners, and they live as such, and they punish themselves, and they torture themselves, and they create a world where they get taken advantage of, where they get walked on, and they think that's normal, and they never want to question why they're not going through the door. Who brainwashed them with something that was a lie? People are told they're stupid. I mean, some of the messages I've heard from people that they were told by their supposed loving parents are just outrageous. We had a woman in a workshop a couple of years ago, and we asked the question, you know, what kind of messages were you given that are other than love? And this one woman put her hand up, and she shared that when she was 6 years of age, her father came to her and said, you know, we had a perfect family till you showed up and you ruined the family. What a limit to put in somebody's mind. One of the most common things I get from people when I ask the question is they were told by a parent they were stupid. They were incompetent. They'd never be any good. They should have been a boy. They should have been a girl. They'll never be able to do this or that or the next thing. And the glass doors that have been put there with no block in them whatsoever, that people believe just because they bought into it. And they will not, because of their caring for and cherishing the source of that information, they will refuse to question it and live with that limitation and that self-abuse all their lives. They won't go through the door, even though they watch other people demonstrating walking through that door and giving that up. Oh, no, if I question that, then I don't have to question that. Excuse me, if you don't ever question it, if you don't ever change an errant belief, the errant belief will remain in your mind and run your life. Give it up. Well, but I'd have to diss my parents, my church leaders, my school professor if I did that. Good, then diss them if that's what it takes. And then forgive your need to diss and just live through the open door. Live as a true, awesome, active presence of love that you are, with a genius and a capability that's beyond all comprehension to the average mind in the world. That's what we're each here to do. And if you engage in forgiveness, then the limits of your own lifetime of experience, of your generational experiences, will disappear, and you will experience a life that's just unfathomable in those locked spaces that so many people inhabit. So that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to support you in. And of course, there's an old saying that says we teach best that which we most need to learn. And here we are learning deeper and deeper levels of how to truly live as actual human beings, each of us together, collectively and individually. I was actually talking with Terry this morning. We had gone by to see his dad. We went by yesterday to see Terry's mom. And she's kind of shut in right now because of a set of steps that inhibits her movement, but we went by to see her and just kind of hung out a little bit. And when I shared with Terry this morning how nice it was to see her, his response was, yeah. And she said, you know, they're just like ordinary people. There's nobody that isn't ordinary people. I don't care if you go and sit with the Queen of England. She's ordinary people. I don't care if you go and sit with Obama or King Georgie or King Georgie's dad. They're just ordinary people. They're no different than anybody else. They've created brainwashes to make you think they're different. Go sit with the Pope. He's an ordinary person. Go sit with your school teacher, your religious leader. I don't care who he is. He or she is an ordinary person. I learned that early in my life. I shared this with Terry this morning. Some very early sales training that I did was when you get in front of somebody and you feel like you're inferior to them, like maybe they're better than you are somehow, which is a big brainwash in the world, what you do is you just imagine them sitting on the toilet. And notice we all do the same thing. Nobody's any better, any different, any more or less ordinary than you and I are. And we recognize that, and we start to really treat each other as equals. If there's somebody that you think is lower than you, they do the same things you do. That's all a fraud. That's all a prison created in the mind. And we're here to free people from every prison created in the mind so that we can all truly, collectively, individually function as true human beings and bring this presence of love and this genius that each of us was given forward into the world and give our gift. And so we're just honored that you're here. And Dr. Tim, how do you be today, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I had I sat listening to the rest of the show yesterday after my initial comments and was waiting for another opening, but it was a blessedly busy show.
It was busy.
And I forgot to mention that when I was out there on Sunday in Rockford, after the talk, I went down to the fellowship room and a woman sat down next to me and said, I just want to let you know that I'm a retired clinical psychologist and I'm going into the jail here, volunteering my time to go into the jail and start a program because it's a big jail and all these people and there's like, I forget the numbers, but it was some ridiculously small number of people in the jail had even high school diplomas or GEDs, and so they had a program that you could get your GED, and let's say five people in, you know, a number of years had gotten their GED. And so she went in there and started talking to them about the unity principles, and she started talking to them about GED, and she got a retired teacher to come and volunteer her time, and now they've had, you know, many times that number get their GED in a short period of time.
Mm.
And so she is just another of the many, 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 many people out there who are spreading the love, spreading the good, using their time, making a difference in the world. And I told her about the program that happened at Ionia and what Rex and Michelle were doing with your work. And yesterday I sent her the links to your website and all of the files and worksheets and offered to support her. So that was another lovely piece from the interactions on the weekend.
Cool.
And I just wanted to share that and let you know that there's one more place that desperately needs it that may soon have access to the reality management worksheet, already has access to this wonderful woman. Her name is Catherine, who takes the
cool
unity principles in there. And she had a couple stories that were just like stories you've had where she said to somebody, you know, you are intelligent, you're loving, you're competent, you're capable of all kinds of success. And she said, after the person got over the shock, he straightened up and his posture changed and he walked away and you could just tell he felt differently about himself. And
yeah,
you might well imagine, as the stories you've told, that he may never have heard those words or descriptions about himself in his entire life.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the power of just being introduced to it is beyond words.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty cool. A couple of years ago, we were in Tucson, Arizona, where they start putting kids in jail at 9 years of age. And we've got a room full of, I don't remember now, 150 kids or so. And Jeannie asked, you know, the opening question for the Why workshop, how many of you have ever held a newborn, and described the essence of the newborn. And so here's Jeannie with this list of love and sweetness and purity and being and, you know, a whole list of just wonderful characteristics. And then to watch these kids' faces when we turned around and said, do you realize this is who you are? These kids have been told they're bad, they're wrong, they're sinners, and they act like them because that's what they've been taught. And to just watch them receive that, you know, little kids, I mean, little kids, 9, 10 years of age, in prison. And them hearing that, it's just like, whoa, you know, 45 years of work.
Breathing.
Was worth, oh, I am. It was worth going into the jail that day with those kids just to say that to them, 45 years of work. It was worth every minute of it to watch their faces and see the response. So it's pretty awesome when anybody, if they choose to do something, you know. I ran across kind of accidentally the other day a thing about Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's now 79 years of age, if I calculated correctly. And he has a ranch in Mississippi. I forget, 100 and some acres or so. And he, you know, he could be very comfortably enjoying his retirement and, you know, playing in the movies he still plays in and making millions and, you know, taking care of himself and sitting in his little house doing his own little thing, being focused on Morgan Freeman. But what he's done is he's taken his ranch and he's converted into a bee sanctuary. He's become concerned about bees, and so he's taken his whole property and converted it and hired gardeners and planting flowering trees and flowers and beehives. And, you know, I mean, he's making a difference in the world, and so many people are just sitting on their butts. You know, they got a pot full of money, and they're taking care of themselves, which is a good thing, to take care of yourself. But to look beyond the self and realize that, you know, I forget who it was that said it. It might have been Viktor Frankl, I'm not sure. But all it takes for evil to thrive is for good people to do nothing. And for people to take action, to step up, to stand up. And, you know, whatever it is, if it's the retired, the aged person across the road, to go and say, hey, I'll do your grocery shopping once a week. Or to go to the jail, as you're talking about with this woman, or the prison. Or to go into the police department and, you know, support police and learning to be peacemakers and peace officers. You know, there's so many things that every individual can do. And yet they have this door in their mind that's closed that says, oh, I'm not good enough, or I can't do that. Every person can look around. And I suggest that people start looking and thinking in terms of tithe your time. If you take your 24-hour day and you take 2.4 hours a day out of it, go ahead and save the rest for yourself. Take care of your needs and you and, you know, your little pleasures or whatever. I watch so often, you know, we spend a lot of time in Florida, and I watch these retired grandparents, and they tell me stories about their grandchild back home that's in trouble with the law or in trouble at school, or, and it's like, what are you doing down here taking care of just you? You got a grandchild. You've got your future generations. What are you doing with your time, your intelligence, your money, and your energy? To just take 10% of all of that, 2.4 hours a day, what can you do in your community, in your city or your town or your state, or your nation or your world? What can you do to make a change? And everybody's got the power to do that, and yet those who want to run other people's lives put forward blocks that so many people buy into that they're not capable, they're not worthy, they're not supposed to. It's like, step out and be outrageous and do something, you know, use your imagination to do something so outrageous, like, you know, take forgiveness to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, or maybe just to your local jail. What are you capable of? None of us is any different. And it's cool to see how people are taking action. I was talking to Terry this morning, and, you know, with us being down in Asheville last week, and Terry Bowling was just such huge support. And he did just so many things, like, you know, the first night or the first workshop, there was no water there. So Terry went out and bought cases of water and brought them in so that everybody had water every night. And we're going to do videoing, and they didn't have much of a setting for the video. So Terry went out and bought this beautiful big palm tree and some plants and another flowering tree. So we had a set. And then when we were going from Asheville down to Flat Rock, about a 40-minute drive, Terry picked up all those plants and brought it down and set it all up in Asheville again. Went out a couple of times and got, you know, a food platter and brought it in and picked up a new whiteboard for us and had it all set up. And then Dr. Rich took the whiteboard from Asheville down to, so, you know, it was just, I was really thanking him for that this morning. And the bottom line of our conversation became that Terry made a commitment, seeing what a difference it made, you know, when we travel like we do. I got it. I am.
just breathe into it.
Yep. Just to have that kind of support is monumental. So out of that conversation this morning, what Terry said is, okay, I'm going to be the person who supports people in every city that you go to supporting you. It's like, whew. You know, I've been doing this for 45 years, and sometimes it's like you're hanging out there, and you can only spin so many plates, and you know what could be better, and people tell you how well you could have done this better, you could have done that differently, you know, this could have been done, that could have been done. It's like, great, are you volunteering? And, you know, people have no idea what it takes. So it opened a big space in me this morning.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it was huge. It's huge. Just for somebody to say, yeah, I'm on the team. I'm going to support this. And, you know, as you've done, Dr. Tim, as Michelle has done, as Jeannie's done, and so many people have done, to just look and see, whoa, what does it take to do this? And say, I'm willing to do a part. So, you know, now we've got somebody who's actually, you know, we've been communicating about it. He's actually going to kind of write a manual for what's it look like to support a workshop series coming to town. And, you know, get, what's the name of the website? Event page set up on Facebook and get a local, you know, we've looked at
meetup.
What's the event site?
Meetup
page, yeah. And, you know, you have to buy a meetup page in every city, which just gets a little prohibitive to manage and to do. And so, you know, to get local support people to set that up and help it move. So anyway, it's pretty cool, pretty powerful. What can anybody do to move forward the active presence of love in the world? And, yeah, it might challenge you, but the growth, the benefits that will come for you and all of our generations are monumental. It was pretty cool to have him there, wasn't it, Jeannie? You there, Jeannie? Well, it sounds like we've lost Jeannie. Have you got your mute button on, sweetie?
The rest of us are here.
The rest of us are here, yes. So any other thoughts for you, Dr. Tim? And I'll go check and see what's happening with Jeannie. I'm outside and she's inside, so we're at her mom's place on her internet.
Well, my thoughts are simply that it is, you know, as a from the perspective of somebody I know firsthand, the benefit that Terry is going to reap for reaching out and supporting people in getting access to these tools. And I had someone recently question me again about, why do you do this? Why have you donated your time for going on to 10 years now in this support group and on Tuesdays? And why did you open up another support group where you take essentially 3 hours of your night where you could have three more hours, a 6, a 7, and an 8 o'clock therapy meeting time that I could bill full fee for? Why are you donating that to this process? And I just smiled because there really aren't any words to explain why, because the why of it is so wrapped up in how the quality of my life has improved and the joy that's resonated inside of me when I get to be around when others see how these tools can change their lives and actually change their lives. So the financial costs and the time costs pale in significance to the quality improvement in my day-to-day life. And so congratulations to Terry for making that choice, and congratulations to Terry for how he's going to improve the quality of his life. You know, there are a number of different ways it's been said over the years. Some people say, you know, you can have anything you want in life and still be a truly spiritual person as long as you first help enough other people get what they want. And if you want a better quality of life, a more loving, creative, joyful, energetic, connected, happy life, and you've been introduced to some tools that allow you to make that happen from the inside out, then you might want to just try finding a way to share that with others. Or if you're not the kind of person who's a good up front of the room speaker or teacher, maybe you decide you will support somebody else who is, like Terry's doing. And in that way, you will reap benefits. And it's an ancient truth, you know, as it's been perverted by a lot of televangelists to say, you know, if you send me $100, you'll get back 10,000, because the scriptures say you'll get back 1,000-fold. And so that's lovely. And energetically speaking, it's probably true. But the money, the dollars and cents, the coins, the paper, is the tiniest fraction of the ways in which this kind of work and healing yourself and extending the love that you then become in touch with and aware of, extending that love to others pays dividends in one's life. It certainly has in mine. So that's my offering. And I'll check in with Michael to see if Jeannie's there, if Michael's there.
Cool. Yeah,
I was actually here. I did the exact same thing I've done several times since I got this new phone, is that I hit the off button instead of the unmute button. So I hung up on myself and then had to dial back in. But anyway, yes, it was awesome. This past couple weeks has been really great, and having that extra support was phenomenal. And so, yes, I agree. We do have two callers. Michael,
yeah,
are you
I'd
there?
Like to just yeah, I'm here, and I'd like to, before we take our callers' calls, I'd like to just share a little bit about what's been going on for me. And thank you, Tim, for stepping in there and speaking, because I was kind of voiceless for a bit there, and just doing a couple of worksheets in my head on what was up for me in that conversation. And I'll just ask for support and just processing. You know, there's, Tim, you've heard of the intensives where I do that closure lesson, and there's a particular place where I put forward the thought, it is a strange feeling, this walking alone. And how many ways over the years, and it's just, you know, it's just really in this conversation become really conscious that has resulted in me accumulating a lot of grief. You know, that so much, so many times, Jeannie and I are out there walking alone, and it's a challenge sometimes. So thank you for holding the space.
Well, you're most welcome and deserving, and you are never alone, in the sense of us being connected, and I would hope that your continual work to process the grief will open the space for you to reach out to others more and be able to see that connectedness more, experience it more in your day-to-day life.
I'm sure it will open a whole new piece of the puzzle for me. Absolutely. Every time a layer comes up and I choose to work through it, it's another piece of the puzzle, so we'll look forward to what opens next. But so thank you for that, the space to do it. And thank you, Terry, for really leaping in there and doing what you did. So let's say hello to our callers and see what's on their minds.
Awesome. The first one is area code 313. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there, 313. Where are you calling from? Give us a name.
My name is Brianna. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Awesome. Welcome, Brianna. How can we support you today?
First, I'd like to say when I tuned in, I understood. And I was in that moment where you were overwhelmed and you couldn't get words out. I understand that. I've been there.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you, because I never thought of, when I do donate my time to help others, that I can say that I'm tithing my time. I've never interpreted it that way.
Yes.
But I do know that I really believe in giving back.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's there are only, you know, again, I use the comparison of, sometimes I feel like the guy at the circus, and you get 10 plates spinning, and then when they're going well, you spin an 11th one, and then you get them all going, and you spin a 12th one, and you can only spin so many plates. And so with the goal of, you know, our purpose here is to take this literally, not figuratively, but literally to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. Every plate that someone will spin for us, that will take it and spin for us, allows us to open one more. I mean, I could easily next week spend $10 million and have 200 people doing different aspects of this project to take it to the globe. And, you know, everybody that steps in, you know, so often Dr. Tim jumps in and does the radio show, handles the control panel. Michelle handles the control panel. creates financial support. You know, all of those things are the things that it takes to take a project globally. And, you know, we're just two ordinary people from Theodosia, Missouri, who are about doing that, you know.
Right. I am. Believe me, I'm praying for you. I'm there for you.
Thank you.
And I, my reason I called today, I just had a really weird dream, and it's one aspect of the dream. It just baffles me. Where I was walking over rocks barefoot, and for some reason it seems that that must mean something, and I just don't know what it is.
Well, what the hit I get from it instantly is that probably there are some layers getting ready to come up for you within yourself and in your inner journey, your inner work.
Mm-hmm.
And it may feel like you're walking over rocks as you work through those issues, as you work through those things. So it sounds like maybe you're getting some communication from Ruka that, okay, get ready for your next layer of work.
It could be, because the other aspect of the dream, my grandmother, she's gone. I seen her house in the dream. It was really weird. But I know that my grandmother is around me. I know this. And I know that she's always trying to help me in any way that she can, because I'm in a tough place right now. Being in Houston, I just came out on faith, leaving Detroit, Michigan, being in a very desperate situation for so long. I just felt like everything around me was dying, and I wasn't willing to die with it. So I'm here. Mm. I have nothing. I don't have a job. And it's tough. It's still tough, you know, but I refuse to give up.
Well, we certainly hold the space, and, you know, what do you know about your grandmother's history? Has she ever faced that one? Did she at some point have to go out on her own and handle things? And, you know, maybe with the fact that you've got the tools, maybe you're getting ready to do some of the work of processing through that stuff, and grandma's there prompting you, and it's like, you know, the real meaning of praying for the dearly departed doesn't mean we get down on our knees and tell God what God should be doing for our dearly departed. It means that we face inside of us the generational issues, the rocks that they were not able to walk over or not able to resolve. And now that you've got the tools, you know, the worksheet and such, that you can resolve those things. And so that may be well that Grandma's going, Ray, yay, thanks for doing that piece of work. I needed that.
I believe that, because I'm one that's very different, and I'm not into just accepting the status quo because they did it like this for always, and I'm not into superstitions, and I don't believe in those things, because I believe you can have whatever you want in this life. You manifest those things. God gave you the ability to do such. So I don't choose to, and as a word, like you said, I'm the one who breaks chains in the family.
Right.
Because
so you're the one who's willing to walk over the rocks, and you've got the tools. So that's pretty powerful and pretty cool all at the same time. And as you do that, you literally open the energy window for your whole bloodline and anybody on the planet that has the same issue. So that's powerful when you're willing to go where others have not gone.
Oh, I'm so loving to hear you say that, because it seems like something that's within me. I have a child. His father is deceased. He was killed by a drunk driver, and I've had to carry the journey since that child was two on my own. And it's like I want to change everything for who comes behind me, including my child first.
Yay.
You know,
there's a powerful statement that comes from Jonas Salk, who created the Salk vaccine. And he says, the best thing you can do is be a good ancestor. So it sounds like you've chosen to do that in a world where, you know, the world's messages are, oh, just pollute your genes. What does it matter? You know, do anything in the degraded world that you want to because it doesn't matter. And so many people have no clue that they're handing on polluted, you know, distorted, destroyed genetic structures by the insanity that they're buying into in the world and, you know, and doing as though it's not of no consequence. And when someone like yourself says, I'm going to face what's limiting and I'm going to upgrade the genes and do it differently, that's huge.
Thank you. That's my goal. I breathe that. I feel that so strongly within me.
Awesome. Well, you have our support and anywhere along the way. I don't know if you've, you know, I remember we talked several weeks ago, and I don't know if you've been on the show since we talked about the new PowerPoint presentation that is on the website. But if you haven't seen that yet, you might go to whyagain.org, and in the middle of the page there's a bullseye. Scroll down a little bit, but find the bullseye. And then just to the right of the bullseye, there's a 24-minute PowerPoint presentation that just takes 35 years of this work and puts it in 24 minutes. Just click, click, click. Very concise. We had a gentleman named Bill Costantino who's an expert at doing PowerPoints, and he's been doing this work for quite a few years, and he just, you know, we corroborated it and he put it together, and it's awesome in giving people the whole picture of the key element in the forgiveness process. So if you get a chance, watch that, and it'll just boost your process to the next level if you haven't seen it yet.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, any support we can be along the way, you know where we are every day.
Thank you. Yes, I do, and I appreciate you.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Blessings for blessing us, and have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. Jeannie, you've got another caller?
Yeah, we actually have two more. The next one is 828.
Oh, cool.
You're on the air.
828. Welcome. Give us a name. Where
hey,
are you calling
Michael.
From? Oh, Terry Bowling.
Hey, buddy.
Have you been on this show listening to us talk about you?
I came in about right in the middle of your process.
Oh, okay.
And, wow.
See what you did
okay.
to me?
And I was thinking, that was very similar to what I was experiencing Sunday when you started to share my story. Oh, my gosh, I just melted. It was so powerful. And that love energy and the connection there when you were sharing that up there, it's like, oh, I just completely dissolved. That was good stuff. And it resonated Michael behind me. I turned around and he was crying. You know, it was awesome. Yeah.
Well, when Tim stepped in there and took over for a couple minutes, I just sat here and tears just, you know, rolled out of my eyes just in it. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's an honor and a privilege.
So you're getting ready for your first support group tomorrow night at Dr. Rich's.
That's correct.
And then later in the week, or have we established if it's going to be later in the week or next week that the group down in Flat Rock's going to start for Henderson?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that call back. I reached out to Charlotte. I got her number a while ago. In fact, Jeannie and I were texting a little bit earlier in the show. I was trying to get that number straight. And so I expect she said she would have an answer for me today. And so we'll have that information, and we'll be able to put it out tomorrow as
cool.
to when. And just depending on which day of the week works for them is when we'll start.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, anything else to share on how the week looked for you last night? We got to get that extended week with that second Y workshop in there, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I did reflect a little bit about what you were saying. What you were saying there as far as a support person. So I was given a gift of and just lifted the upraised vitality and all, and the commitment was there to attend every session, and I did, and all. Oh, that was just over the top. And at the same time, reflecting back now, I was thinking, wow, because there was a few times where I slept about 6 hours a night, you know, and because, you know, I've got my regular job. I was working around 40, 50 hours, and then I was managing the remodel in hopes of getting my mom into her place sooner, and taking care of mom while she was there in my little apartment with me. And yet, I was still, the space was still made to be there for support. So it's kind of like it's going to be challenging for someone to come up with an excuse that I'll buy into for them not being able to support you. Follow that?
Michael, we're not hearing you.
Oh, I was just, excuse me, I had my mute button on, but I was just laughing and saying, yeah, I hear you loud and clear, and you'll be the perfect guy to support people who are out there in those different cities and bring it forward.
That's right.
It's just it's awesome.
all in alignment. So thank you. That's wonderful.
Delighted.
It's a whole new level for me.
All right. Well, that's what we're working toward, is everybody upgrading every time we turn around and do another piece of work. But we all, you know, sometimes I picture humanity, you know, if we listen to Einstein where he says, if you think you're separate or separated from the rest of humanity, you're living in an optical delusion. So, and it's impossible for the non-being mind conceive of what that means, that there's only one of us. But sometimes I kind of picture, like, you know, we're all cells on this one ladder connected. And if the person at the top goes up one rung, everybody on the ladder goes up a rung. If the person at the bottom goes up one rung, everybody on the ladder goes up a rung. And when we're all connected, that's the power of it, is that each person moves with every other when we realize who we are and choose to move forward and you know, walk through those doors that the world tells us inhibit us from doing something. You know, we just walk through it and go for it. So pretty cool. Well, any other thoughts for you, Terry, or any other way we can support you? Any questions?
No, not at the moment. I'm just really digesting it all.
All right, well, we breathe with you, and give Mom a hug for us.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again soon.
All right, blessings. Bye-bye. And Jeannie, you've got another caller?
Yes, area code 607, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael and Jeannie, how is everybody? It's Richard and Ithaca.
Hey, we're rocking. How are you, young man?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in and say thank you for posting. I don't know who did it, but somebody posted Bill Constantino's PowerPoint on Facebook. And I've already shared it on Facebook myself, so I just wanted to thank everybody for doing that. I actually listened
to it. Awesome. Yeah, well, I'm working to understand a little more about using Facebook to put the tools into people's hands. So I've posted the links to that, but somehow they didn't quite get it. So today I got to the YouTube, you know, the actual YouTube video, and got the direct link to it and put it on there. So, yeah, please, anybody who would do that, it's on the Why Is This Happening to Me Again page. Please go ahead and forward that post. And you know, I'm working to learn how all these social media things go together so that we can just, you know, make it available. So, if anybody's out there who does social media that would be willing to help, that would be awesome too.
There's a great book somebody had written a number of years ago. I think it's called The Spider and Something. Anyway, it basically talks about social media, you know, web presences and all that stuff, and how they interact to, you know, explode once things, you know, things get out there, and once they get out there, and they create that that the momentum keeps moving forward. So social media is a great media. So thanks for putting it on there.
Yeah, it's definitely the, you know, a lot of people talk about how much of a waste it is, and it becomes an addiction for people, and I think that aspect of it's true too. But, you know, we're able to communicate with people and have conversations and put teaching out that that otherwise, you know, in without that communication media, we'd never be able to do. So it's pretty time consuming, and I'm slowly learning about it. You know, I haven't had no presence on social media at all until about, I don't know, a year or so ago, maybe a year and a half ago. We came back from Costa Rica and finally consented to have a Facebook page. And so, but if anybody wants to connect with my Facebook page, it's JM_RYCE. And then we've got three other pages. We've got The Forgiveness Doctor. We've got Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And The Kabbalah's Manuscript. So connect with all those pages and pass the posts on. We're learning more about how to make it available, and you know, every mind, heart, and being on the planet, that's how it's happening.
Again, thank you very much for posting it.
Delighted. You know, one of the things, if somebody wanted to really create support, and I'm also kind of working on learning how to do paid ads and such on there, and that's what that one you got today was. And so anybody who wanted to support us in that regard could earmark, if they wanted to do a donation, it for Facebook. And I haven't, you know, put my toe into Twitter yet, but they're saying that that's another necessary aspect of it. So, but again, you know, we can only spin so many pages, and I'm doing as many as I can do. And of course, we're also rewriting Why Is This Happening to Me Again, and getting ready for our summer season at Heartland. We've got 68 days set up for this summer at Heartland. So if anybody wants to do the next level of your work, and of course that's another way to support us, is by paying for an intensive or ordering DVDs, CDs off the website. And we're happy for anybody who cares to financially support the work and help to move it around the globe. Again, there's no limit to what we could really use to make that happen. And we're also delighted for everybody who participates in receiving the free support that's on the website, the PowerPoint presentation, the radio shows that are there, the just the fact that the radio show to me is a huge blessing, and being able to get this out on the planet. And, you know, we're now at the point where we've got over 1,000 shows in the archives, 1,000 hours of people who want to really start to comprehend this work and can sit and listen to, and, you know, and it's available there for posterity. So it's pretty cool to just see how it all comes together. Technology is perhaps our nemesis, and it might be the key to us being able to open the space for healed minds to come forward in the world and human life to be fully reestablished in every physiological form on the planet. That's what we're here to do. So, Richard, thank you for your support. We hold you in a blessing, and we're down to the last few seconds. So I'm going to close out the show and just say we appreciate each of you who comes to be with us. If you want to check out our schedule for this summer, you can go to whyagain.org. And as you do that, use upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Flyers, and that'll, you can download a two-page flyer that explains all the workshops happening at Heartland this summer. There are 6 different modules, from a 10-day food fund forgiveness to a 9-day why to a 16-day teacher or laws of living, a 16-day codependent communication practicum. So lots happening. Much appreciation. Have a blessed day, the best one yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.